overt. But trust me, across this region, there's been a mix. There's some Caribbean countries, I can tell you, I've had colleagues over the years who couldn't find a job unless they picked up the job with some organization that was aligned to one party or the other. Now, we have over the years tried to follow what is seen as a middle road, which is that we really ought not to be taking a partisan position. And as much as possible, you try to listen to different shades of opinion so that average people can make up their own minds about what they have heard. But trust me, I have seen deliberate efforts by a couple of people to push us in a direction where we have to pick a side. Oh, and it's not necessarily politicians, but people with a political focus.
Yeah, but then what is it is known in the Caribbean. I mean, I was told by in a certain Caribbean island that a permanent secretary, apparently who voted for the opposition, was this in some job. Because they knew who he was voting for. Right, so this is not. I mean, I realize that in these countries it is very difficult. That's why I raise this question, because if the United States is so many things can insulate them against so many of these tendencies.
Look, why? You know what is the biggest threat to what you see as the freedom of the press in Barbados? The biggest threat is what most of the people in the media earn, and the extent to which they feel a sense of discomfort with that, because it comes right back to the size of the industry. Again, it isn't because the industry wouldn't want to do better, but there's a lot of competition, and the industry is under pressure to give more. It is in that climate that if you have a government that has or believes that it has the wherewithal, where it can offer the media practitioners more than they are getting or they were getting when they were working with the media, that becomes the impetus. That becomes the source that attracts people. And, you know, this is how it could work. You could find yourself being as a gatekeeper within the media, but you have your eyes set on something else, either tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And because you have your eyes set on that something else, you are running your ship in such a way that it's as close as possible to what you know the government wants. You're not prepared to go and test what the government says. You take up yourself every morning, and what you do is you run behind every government assignment, every minister's speech, all right? And for you, that becomes the way of life, because your objective could be to be able to get one of them picks, one of them jobs, and therefore, if you were in a better position within the organization, you could be. Insulation is also important. It's very important to live in an environment or work in an environment where you know, you feel comfortable that once you do your job the right way, your people have your back. All right. So all of that matters.
Yeah, I agree.